The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dennis Morris at KLEM Lamars. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Well, the first thing I just wanted to comment on, if I can, not really a question, but I noticed on a Facebook posting that you were one time eating ice cream and talking about contributions and donations, and that it would cost maybe just about the same amount of ice cream. So as the person from Lamars, I just want to encourage you, and all the people of Lamars encourages you to continue eating ice cream and keep Lamars employed then. Okay, Senator?
That reminds me of a story I had from a woman from a staff member from Lamars. This is about 20 years ago. The mother came to my town meeting at the end of the town meeting, and I was up for election that year. She said to the entire group, "Vote for Grassley so my daughter doesn't have to come home."
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started with our questions. I guess the first one I have is, as you know, President Biden is requesting all businesses with 100 employees or more to be vaccinated and to prove that. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts and comments on that request by President Biden.
Yeah. I don't think he has the constitutional authority to do it. If he asked Congress to pass a bill to do that, I would vote against it. I believe that Americans ought to have some personal choice and freedom in regard to this. And I think it's just the wrong direction to go. Now, do I think vaccination is a good thing to do? I've been vaccinated. I've also had COVID, so maybe I wouldn't have had to be vaccinated with natural immunity. But I would urge other people to get vaccinated, but I wouldn't force people to be vaccinated.
Okay. And on that same note, a lot of hospitals are now requiring a lot of their staff to become vaccinated in order to continue to be employed at hospitals. Is your thoughts on the same on that then?
Well, there's Supreme Court. This isn't the government mandating that, although the president's trying to do that. But I would say the same thing. A business can run that and have the relationships with their employees that they want. If they want to do it, they can do it. I'm not sure if I were an employer, I would mandate that. But if they want to, they can, and the courts have backed them up on it.
Okay. Shifting gears here. As you know, we are now having a pullout that occurred at the last part of August out of Afghanistan. And it seemed like, to me anyway, that President Biden and the administration made a hasty decision on that and did not have a clear-cut plan in place. And I'm just wondering to know your thoughts about our pullout of Afghanistan and the consequences of what we've seen as a result of that.
I agree with you, but I'll... in other words, you kind of answered your own question, but let me kind of fill in. First of all, the mistake was to set a date of August 31st. You don't tell your enemies what you're going to do. He could have had August 31st in his mind. I would not find fault with that. But then he should have, several weeks or months before, should have started getting all Americans out. All the Afghans that have been helping us, and we owe them freedom. We should get them out, get most of our equipment out, and then get the last soldier out on August 31st. But he shouldn't have said so. And so it's a mess. It's his responsibility. Maybe the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, General Milley, have some responsibility, but the president's commander-in-chief, and it's just a big mess, and he screwed everything up.
As you know, just to follow up on that, as you know, Iowa, several Afghan families are slated to be dropped off in Iowa to make their living and everything. How do you think, first of all, your thoughts about that, and what will be the reaction of Iowans to the Afghan immigrants?
Iowans are going to be welcoming people. I think we showed that in the late 70s, early 80s with the Vietnamese boat people. I think they have been a very positive contribution to our economy and our society. I think the Afghans will as well. Remember that under refugee status, they're in the country legally. Iowans are very welcome to immigrants from almost any country, but they don't appreciate people violating our laws coming into the country, like you see people waiting across the Rio Grande right now.
And on that, that was my next question, Senator. It's been estimated that over 10,000 people enter our southern border each day. I saw a news report from Fox News that basically showed a helicopter above that region and just a steady line of people that were crossing the river. And the Biden administration has not dealt with this in probably the manner that a lot of people would like. But what should be done, what can be done, I guess, to stop the illegal immigration from not only Mexico but other Central American nations that are crossing our southern border?
I think the Supreme Court answered that question for some of the people that are crossing the border. The Supreme Court said that when President Biden changed the program called Remain in Mexico, that he did not have the authority to do it. And I hope it's re-implemented as it was under Trump. That won't keep all of the people crossing the border out of our country, but it'll keep most of them out. And that ought to be reinstituted, and the Supreme Court has backed that up. The other thing to remember is that we have this crisis because Biden hasn't listened to the advice given by Border Patrol to his transition team even before he's sworn in. What should we do with the border? The Border Patrol says just leave things the way they are or you're going to have a crisis. First day in office, he stops building the fence. He invites people into the country. So the crisis you see at the border is a Biden crisis, and only he can do that. We don't. Your question's legitimate. What should be done about it? We don't need to pass more laws keeping people out of this country. In fact, we should probably be changing laws in the case of unskilled workers and skilled workers to allow people to come in legally and work and go home and come back if they want to. But you can't get such bills passed. That's the only bills that you have to pass right now, but they won't get passed. So then you don't need to pass more laws because of the crisis at the fence, unless it means continuing to build the fence, and Biden doesn't want to do that. So we're down to a point of we don't need any more laws. You need to enforce the laws we have, and that's the President of the United States making that decision. So then, I guess that's the answer to your question.
All right. One last one here for you, if you have time. Have you had a chance, and I know it doesn't affect you and your political office because you're a senator, but I was wondering if you've had an opportunity to see the proposed maps of the redistricting for the congressional seats for Iowa as also the state legislature, and your comments or thoughts on the first initial proposal of those maps.
Well, I don't have anything to do with that, but and I defer to the legislature on it. As I looked at the map, the only real surprise was what they did to the congressional districts.
Yeah. So District 2 went more to the north, and District 1 went more to the south on that. And then
yeah.
District 4, Randy Feenstra's, now more or less takes up half the state.
Yeah. And so I don't know what the legislature is going to do on it, but they've got, I think they're going to meet on October the 5th to make a decision. They can reject two of them before they can change them. They could do the third one themselves, but I just don't have any idea what they're going to do.
Yeah, right now as it stands, I think there would be something like 57 legislators that would be pitted against each other on election, everything. So, all right.
I probably won't make a judgment until it's final.
Okay, sounds good. Senator, we're up to 10 minutes. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.